Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Watch What Crappens ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the app today.
You ever think your life could be this awesome?
So you literally get paid to travel, is that it?
A new fiction podcast.
There's this strange couple following us.
We need to know who they are. We need to go on the attack.
I told you.
Right, what's happening?
Tagged. Coming April 1st.
My husband and I are in danger.
Subscribe on Apple Podcasts to binge all episodes.
If I were you, I'd go back home.
Or listen weekly wherever you get your podcasts.
For travelers, we don't have a home.
Even the Rich is a podcast from Wondery that tells the jaw-dropping stories about the tumultuous lives of the world's elite. From the greatest family dynasties to pop culture superstars.
Listen to Even the Rich on Amazon Music or wherever you get your podcasts.
Watch what crappens, watch what crappens. Who cares what happens when there's so much that crappens?
Crappens, crappens,
crappens. Watch what crappens, watch what crappens. Who cares what happens when there's so much that crappens?
Hello, and welcome to Watch What Crappens, a podcast about all that crap on Bravo that we just love to talk about. I'm Ben Mandelker, and joining me today is the wonderful and hilarious and all-around swell guy, Mr. Ronnie Karam. Hi, Ronnie. How are you?
Hi, Benuni. How are you? So good to be here. Happy Monday. It's so lovely to be a Monday. It's another day on this glorious planet, okay?
Yeah, it's a wonderful, wonderful Monday. Well, welcome back, everyone. We're excited to start a brand new week, although sort of technically we already kind of started our week. In case you missed it, we released it was going to be a Patreon bonus episode, but we went for 90 minutes doing it, so we just released it as a regular episode on the feed. We recapped Tom Schwartz on Watch What Happens Live, and we had a lot of fun just sort of like ripping into him. So if you missed that, that's on your feed. If you don't have a feed, that means you're not subscribed, and you should subscribe to us. So whatever player you use to listen, wherever you're listening right now, hit subscribe, because why not? Okay, join the family. Next week, I can't believe it's already next week, we're going to Toronto, and we're going to Philadelphia. Two big shows. Toronto is sold out. Sorry, everyone. If you want to get a ticket, ask a friend if they can sell their ticket to you, okay? I don't even know if that's legal. But then Philadelphia is going to be a huge, wonderful show, too. We got tickets available for that. And those will be our two shows for April. And then in May, we got two shows. We are going to be going first to New York City at Town Hall, going back to Town Hall. It's a huge show there. That's on May 11th. And then on May 13th, we're going down to D.C., back to the Lincoln Theater for another huge show. We have really four massive shows back to back to back to back. So really hope you can join us for them, because whenever we have those huge audiences, the energy is kind of like unlike anything else. So thanks to everyone who has bought tickets. And if you haven't bought one, go to watchwhatcrappens.com. And then in June, we have a million shows that we're going to do very quickly. San Diego, St. Paul, Minnesota, Chicago, Columbus, Boston, and finally Mashantucket, Connecticut at the Foxwoods Resort and Casino. So we'll see you there. And of course, by the way, I did mention Patreon. We're at patreon.com/watchwhatcrappens. If you support us there, you get access to things like our weekly bonus episode. We're going to do Crappens on Demand, where you can watch us do our episodes, not just listen. It's a Discord channel. That's wonderful. So, yeah, that's all the fun stuff that we got going on here in Watch What Crappens. And today, we are going back into the world of Peacock. So we did lie when we talked about Bravo. We're talking about Peacock today because we're doing Real Housewives Ultimate Girls Trip episode. I want to say episode 3. It's episode 5 already. Wow. Season's flying by.
I wouldn't call it flying by, but it's definitely fun to watch. Love this show. Love all of these shows. I also did a version of this. I recapped this also with She Speaks Bravo, who is really, really good. Love her. So go listen to her. Also, like a month ago, I recorded something with Malls, and she released that today too. So it looks like I'm trying to leave Ben, because I'm on two other podcasts on the same day. I'm not trying to leave Ben. Okay,
Malls, leaveable. Just
no, you are not. Malls just put it up really late for some reason, but or not late. whatever. Everything doesn't run on my time, okay? I'm trying to learn that, okay? But anyway, she speaks Bravo. Fantastic. Malls, fantastic. Malls, I did the Jodi Arias in prison story. It's like bad girl in jail. And it's really stupid and really fun because Malls is a Looney Tune, as you guys know. And I love her in real life and on the internet. And so it's always really good to hang out with her. So go like and subscribe to both of those podcasts because both of those women are fantastic. Okay. Thank you.
Yes, absolutely. Go check those out. I can't believe that you have to sit and talk about this episode a second time now. Wow. That is dedication because, you know.
We're the only ones who sit and talk about every damn. It's like someone put on a flip flop, you know, then someone waited at a bus stop in a flip flop, you know, and then we'll try and rhyme everything because we rhymed one thing. She's just more like, you know, what do you think of stupid Leah on the ground, you know?
Yeah. Like most normal podcasts.
Yeah, it's a different style. So it's good. I don't mind talking about it again. I love this show.
Well, I'm glad you love it. I like it. So now we're doing...
That's what I tell people in my family. I like you. I'll be like, love you. Somebody I'm not really that happy with.
It's kind of... I feel... You know what? No, I definitely laugh, and that's all that matters. So this episode opens up. We see a bunch of monkeys sitting around, which is really cute. And then it's day five, and now the ladies are getting ready. There's a bunch of sneakers on the lawn because there are some Muay Thai fighters that are there that are going to, like, teach them how to Muay Thai, do Muay Thai boxing, etc. And Pepsi is really excited. He's so cute. He puts on his gear, and he's all like, have fun. We're going to have fun today. Oh, we're going to do some Muay Thai boxing.
We're going to have a good time boxing. Put up your dukes, ladies. And he's, like, falling down. And this is fun for him because he's planned a day, you know, like an event for the ladies. And this is where things start to unravel right at the beginning because we know where this episode ends up. So now seeing where it begins, this is where I think Pepsi starts to unravel because everyone just ignores him. They're like, I don't want to do your stupid thing. Who are you? You're not on this cast. Go, you know, just go get me some fried chicken from KFC because that's all I care about. And he's like, wait a minute. No one's going to do my thing. And they're like, no, we hate boxing. It's stupid. And he's like, oh, how could you? And then before you know, by the end of it, Pepsi's sitting on the ground crying. You
know? I know. And he was so excited about this day. I mean, he did like a little, he was even sparring. Like he does like a high kick and knocks himself over, which was so cute. And then he's like, oh, hello, Pepsi is here. Good morning, world. Pepsi is here. We got to do some boxing today. And Portia's like, oh, no, I can't do that. No, sorry. No, can't do that. He's like, oh.
Yeah, and Giselle's like, no, I'll be in the pool. Okay. And so then, of course, he goes to Whitney and she's like, box, can I dance on it? He's like, sure you can. Do whatever you'd like. She's like, I'm going to go dance on a box. So she comes down and it's just kickboxing. But she's still into it because she likes exercise, you know. So she does it. And then
Where are the cows? I thought you said this was called moo boxing. Where are the cows?
Moo Thai? That sounds like animal abuse. We would never be able to do that in America. Sign me up.
This is real bad. So yeah, so there's Heather's also down for it. The Salt Lake girls are down for some Muay Thai, and Leah is also down for it because she's like, yeah, I don't do Muay Thai, but I box. And I was honestly, I was a little scared that we were gonna have to sit through a clip of Martin because I gotta admit, I never thought that Martin, the boxing coach, was entertaining. I just didn't. I never.
Oh, really?
I tried.
Coming from Martin. Jeez.
Yeah, guys, I'm sorry. I tried to make Martin work for me. Like, maybe if you go back to those recaps, I laughed. And I've been like, oh, Martin. Honestly, I never found him to be entertaining. I thought he was like a sad figure, a sad, strange man.
He is, but I mean, that's, I think, part of the fun.
I'm dropping truth bombs, Ronnie. I'm sorry.
He's like, he's kind of built like Hagrid. But then he's got advice like yoga, but a Yoda who's been dropped on his head a couple of times.
Yeah.
And he just says things like, hey, I think just because he never knew Tinsley's real name, people really like, he'd be like, hey, Tinsdale, eh? Don't you take that from those other girls, eh? Give me a hit. You know, I liked him. What a big galoot. Yeah,
it just didn't work for me. I'm sorry. I have to admit it. I know.
Well, we didn't get him today, but this is what we get instead. Somebody without a personality at all. I don't remember who gave the kickboxing class, you see, and that's why you need a Martin in life. Mm. We all complain about a Martin until there's no Martin. And now look, does anybody remember this boxing class? Wow. I do not. I don't.
Well, it didn't really turn into much. It was, you know, I'm starting to get the feeling with, especially this season, they're just kind of like throwing a lot of shit at the wall and they're just seeing what shit sticks, which you shouldn't throw shit at a wall in the first place anyway. It's just not hygienic, but they're doing that.
Well, I've never understood that saying because all shit sticks to a wall. You know what I mean? Like, there's no shit. No one's going to shit unless you're throwing, like, bunny pellets. Bunny pellets will probably bounce off the wall. But I feel like everything else is going to stick to the wall. It's shit. That's what it does.
Yeah. Yeah. So, but this wall, it's not sticky. We were throwing bunny pellets with this scene, for sure. Because it was not sticking. It was just, like, a generic boxing scene. It was cool. I mean, you know, it was fine. So, they're just doing it. And Heather's like, wow, it felt like a physical release of energy. I have a lot of pent up aggression right now, and I feel totally devastated about how things horrifying. Devastated.
Horrifying.
These alphas, devastating.
Oh, devastated. About the things Whitney said. I mean, when she said that, I just wrote Ben. So you. And so then we go to Giselle watching from the pool and kind of yassing them as they do it. And Whitney's like, don't come for me, girl. I am boxing now, sister. As Whitney's awkward ass on this season. Yes. And then we get Leah showing her shiny, sparkly personality. You know, Leah loves to try and just gross people out. That's her personality. And she's like, yeah, my stomach is, like, ripped. It, like, it's from that food. And it was good food, but, like, ugh, I have the runs. But, like, plus, I have my period at the same time. So, it's, like, period runs. It's, like, terrible. And Heather's just like,
it's gonna stick to the wall. It's going to stick to a wall.
Heather's just like, gross. Like, TMI, okay? I know we're all human. I know we all, well, half of us get our periods. And the other, 100 of us get the runs occasionally. 100% of us get the runs occasionally. I don't want to hear it, okay? I don't want to hear about the mixing together and coming out. This is not a soda station where you're telling your friends you mixed a Dr. Pepper with a cherry Coke and a truck stop, and it's the best thing you've ever tasted.
I don't, okay? You know, I don't think I want to hear about that either. I'm just going to tell you right now, I don't need to hear about your mixing sodas, etc.
Were you not that kind of kid to go to a soda station and when you got to start putting your own soda in your cup and just mixing all the different sodas together?
You know me, I'm like I'm a very obedient person. So it's like, well,
oh, come on, Ben, but that's like childhood.
But I also don't want to mix. I think the most saucy I ever got was really venturing into the world of Arnold Palmer's, of which I had one just 2 days ago. I was like,
oh, you fucking rebel. That's what they drink in retirement homes,
Wait a second. Don't be sarcastic about my disobedience when the spectrum is like lemonade and iced tea versus Sprite and Coke.
because that is rebelling. Putting all the different Cokes together is like, fuck you, I can do whatever I want at this soda stand, sir. And yours is just like, I'll order what, you know, that old man's having
that
over there.
has been prescribed by culture as being an okay mix. That's absolutely the way I do it. No, I never liked mixing. Like, you know what? I think I was traumatized. I have like childhood trauma because I once tried to mix Nestle's Quick into orange juice because I thought, well, it works in milk.
So well, let me I can do see it in how that would juice. Work. You I would can think. See how that would work because chocolate then, orange is pretty good.
Yeah, and then I think after that point, I said, you know what?
No
All
more.
Beverages are single use. If the soda fountains, if I say I'm going to get a Coke, I'm going to get a Coke. If I'm going to get a Sprite, I'm going to get a Sprite. I'm not going to mix and match.
Well, you go, girl. Okay, Thank so you. The point of all of this is that Leah is like a soda fountain, but with period and diarrhea. So let's move on from that. So then we go to Marisol and Alexia, and they're doing eye patches and doing the diary room together, you know. And yeah. Alexia's like, we made it this far. We're still here. Like, I woke up today and I saw me and I know I'm still here. And Marisol's like, I feel dead. All right. I feel absolutely fucking dead. Drunk because I'm an alcoholic.
And yeah, so they got those under eye patches. So Alexia's like, oh, this, oh, well, you know, Peter, this is like those things that, like the worm that the girls were eating the other day. And Marisol's like, they were eating worms. And she's like, wow, oh, that's like, that sounds terrible. This is, oh, I'm, she says something gets so refreshing and nice. Was that the, her beverage? She's,
yeah, they were talking about something. They said, we need refreshing because, oh, yeah, you know, this group, everyone's crazy. And Marisol's like, oh, yeah, everyone talks over each other. They're worse than Cubans. And Alexi is like, the worst is Candace. And then we see a clip of Candace screaming, hello, would everybody shut up for 5 minutes? So she could.
Did Alexia see her reunion? I'm just wondering. Did Alexia see that? Did Alexia remember Andy Cohen's brain exploding on, like, sticking to the wall with brain matter after, like, no one would stop talking over each other?
Yeah, I know, that cracks me up. It's like, I guess when you're a Real Housewife, you can't see it in yourself.
No.
You know?
That's actually a defining trait of being a Real Housewife.
I think so too. The Hippocrat like, party. That's why if we ever ran for president in Housewives World, we would win because we are the leaders of the Hippocrat party.
Yeah.
Okay? We'd win. We'd get all the votes. People would just vote down party lines. That's it.
Yep. Yeah. We would win. So, So basically they're like really mad that Candace was so loud. And Alexia's like, oh, like she has these vocals. And Marisol's like, oh, I mean, it's like this microphone, it's like she swallowed that microphone because she's loud. It's like she has a microphone in her with an amp and a power system in there. She's got a whole band in there. It's very like, is anyone going to yes and my joke or no? No? Okay, I'll have a cocky.
I'll just guess it.
No, I wasn't asking it. You to yes and it. I was just saying how like Marisol's just like there being like, oh, it's a microphone. And Alexia just totally ignores her. So you by no means were under any obligation to yes and the microphone bit.
I was just sitting like in the back car listening, back of the car listening to music in the back seat. Like, I like it. You know, it's good. So then Alexia is saying, oh my God, we're being shady, by the way. This is what shade is. And she's like, no, her actions were shady. That's what's shady. And Alexia goes, well, according to Giselle, this is shade. So now they're trying to figure out what shade is. Like, they don't fucking know. I mean, yeah. Hello. How do you two not know what shade is?
Hmm. I know. So then Pepsi's just like walking around. He's asking Whitney how the night went. And Whitney's basically indicating that there's just like lots of fighting. And Pepsi is very excited because he's going to take the woman into town today, into Old Paquette to go shopping. And they're going to have lunch at a food hall. And then in the evening, Marisol's going to do an evening activity. So they're all like very excited about this. And Whitney says, after yesterday, I realized that no one here is going to understand / care / ever ask again about like what Heather and I are really fighting about and like how deep it goes. But like, we're here to get to know and build other relationships and not just repair Heather and I's relationship. So I've decided to put a pin in it. And because I came here to have fun, like not today, Satan.
Not today, Satan. Not today, chin. Not today, knees. Can I start over? Stupid Whitney. So Pepsi and Giselle are at the pool, and Giselle's like, now, wait. I have an issue, because we can't seem to find my bottle. Do you remember this bottle here? And she's showing him online, I guess, like a picture of the Classe Azul bottle. Yes. And he's like, yes, we brought it to the yacht. I remember that much. Boaty, boaty, drinky, drinky, yachty, yachty. And she's like, yes, and it came back, and you and me and Portia had shots. And then we see them having shots. And that's when he was like, start your engine, girls. Pepsis are coming.
Yeah. And so she's like, so what do you think happened to the bottle? And he's like, well, I think that someone took it. And she's like, well, do you think one of the ladies took it and put it in their room? And he's basically like, yeah.
I don't know. I guess. Like, what do I know, you know? And she's like, you do? Well, I'm going to ask them, but be on the lookout. And she just tricked him because now she can go around saying, well, Pepsi thought it was you guys. Yes. And that's why I'm blaming you, which she does. Fucking Giselle.
Well, I know I look like a diva, but you know, Giselle doesn't ask for much, I don't drink wine, I don't drink vodka, I drink tequila, as of the beginning of the show, Like, since when does Giselle, like, her thing is that she only drinks tequila? Has that been something that's been happening under our noses all this time? I never noticed that, that her only thing is that she only drinks Clase Azul tequila.
She's ridiculous. So she's going on about all of this. Now, one thing about Giselle is a producer. We all know that she stirs shit on these shows on purpose and does a pretty good job usually. I mean, she doesn't even hide her hands anymore. She used to be more subtle. Now she's just like flat out making storylines. And I think Giselle sees how boring this season is coming off. You know what I mean? Because not much is... I love it. I'm cracking up. That's really all I ask for in a show. But not much is happening. And I think that Giselle is going to try and make some big mystery about it. But...
Hello there, podcast listeners. My name is Justin Long. I'm an actor, but I also have a podcast called Life is Short. I've been doing it for a couple of years with my brother Christian. We've been having so much fun, in fact, that we decided to do another one, a spinoff show.
We should say what the name is, right?
Oh, yeah, it's called Life is Short-er.
It's a very important part of this promo.
And that's my brother. That's him. That's Christian. And he, you know, he keeps me honest, and he is critical in a very... positive way, I would say. He's a brother. He's my brother.
And I like to hit all the information. I like to hit all the points.
Yes.
And most important of which is the name of our spinoff podcast called Life is Shorter. It's a spinoff on Life is Short. So if you like puns and podcasts and brothers and us, then you might want to listen on Friday.
Yeah. If you'd like to hear more of this banter, check out Life is Shorter every Friday, wherever you're getting your podcasts, wherever you're listening to this.
I think she makes better choices is what I say.
And I think that I suspect that she has a plan for a scene later on that's going to involve passing that bottle around and ringing that bell. Because it has a bell on top, right? So, like, I think it's like she wants to do something where she, like, dings in with a bell. I feel like she has a whole bit that she's planned with that bottle. And the bottle is missing. And for whatever reason, you can't get it in Thailand or you have to import it and it has to go through customs and it's a whole big drama. And I think that, but she can't say, I planned a bit for the show. She's just like, I need my bottle. So that thus begins the great bottle hunt of 2023.
Commercials, here comes one right now.
Well, I think she's either trying to frame Candace and she's putting it in Candace's room. Mm-hmm. Or Portia stole it because Portia wants to cause Giselle to go crazy and yell at everybody.
Mm-hmm.
But I think probably what really happened is that the staff was like, oh, it's an empty bottle. And
yes,
they threw it away. I mean, how much is it? Is this like the fish and the loaves from the Bible where you just keep until everyone's done? It just keeps, you know, repeating itself over and over. Jesus is not here. Your tequila is not going to last forever. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. But, you know, this is great news for Heather because we finally have a newer, dumber mystery than her black eye. That's probably going to plague us for way longer.
What?
Where'd the bottle go?
I'm sorry. You know what I'm doing right now? I'm online. I'm so sorry. I'm terrible. Like, I can't even pretend that I'm paying attention.
What happened?
Okay, so I'm online and I am looking at liquor stores in Phuket.
Okay.
Because I want to see if this damn stuff is sold in liquor stores in Phuket, because I don't believe that it's not sold there. Phuket's a big party town. Everyone goes there.
That is true.
I read a comment online that somebody said, I checked liquor stores in Phuket and that shit was there. So I have repeated that, but then between when I said that and now, I still haven't looked. So I thought, well, this will be easy. Surely Phuket's just like America, and you can just click on a liquor store and they'll have a website and you can search for stuff. Unfortunately, it's not like that. So now I'm taking pictures of the shelves and Because they have pictures. It'll be like, look, here's, I think this is a
tequila
section.
I just did a search. I said, can you get Classe Azul in Thailand? And I found a Thai like liquor site where you can buy booze. And it's there. It's there. It's for...
Well, thank you. And also thank you for teaching me how to Google better. Why do I suck at Googling so bad? God bless it.
Here, how about this? Can you get Classe Azul in Phuket?
Yeah.
And the story of Classe Azul is as unique as the bottle. Okay, that's not... Yeah, I mean, yes. Yes, you can.
I see a ton of tequilas. I do not see a bottle of Classe Azul. And I'm looking at a tequila shelf. Wow, they have a lot of pictures for the liquor store. I got to give them credit. Who knows? But let's go on with the recap because really nobody needs to listen to me. Google.
I'm like, really...
Sorry, guys.
I'm down the rabbit hole. Okay, so the point is this. There's a new mystery in the Bravo world, and it's about a bottle of tequila.
And also, Giselle, get off your high horse. Who the fuck are you? Okay? You cannot... There's no way that you can only drink one thing. Okay? Stop la-di-dying. You can drink some fucking herradura like everybody else. Okay? Get over it.
Yeah, I feel like... Yeah, I don't believe that Giselle's palate is so refined that the only tequila that she can drink just happens to be this really, really, really expensive. Like, I understand if you're like, okay, I don't want to have the
bottom
shelf.
It's not even that expensive. It's like mid-grade. It's like $150. So it's not the cheapest, but it's not, you know. Now, they do have nicer bottles that you can get for like $1,000, but that wasn't the bottle that they had. So I don't want
to
hear it.
She could get some like Casamigos. I'm sure she would not be able to tell the difference between Casamigos and Classe Azul, okay? You know what? That's what I say. So the point is this. Giselle is pretending to be a tequila snob right now. Meanwhile, Marisol is the exact opposite of a booze snob because she's offering screwdrivers to everyone like she's 17 years old, learning how to drink again, you know?
I know.
That's such an odd... like, giving screwdrivers... I mean, there's nothing wrong with a screwdriver. I mean, what's not to like? Orange juice and vodka. But it just... it's like, I feel like that is like the training wheels of drinking, right?
Well, yeah, you know, she's just trying to get people to join her because that's like her breakfast. You know what I mean? It's just like you're trying to get your friends to start off by having breakfast because it's healthy. So then yeah. Giselle goes to Portia's room and Giselle's like, wow, I'm kind of mad at this view. This room is amazing. And Portia's like, yeah, this is where I do my meditation after dealing with all y'all. And so Giselle's like, well, I'm coming down here because I talked to Pepsi this morning and I showed him a picture of the Classe Azul. And I said, do you think one of the girls took it? And he said, yes, the girls took it. One of the girls definitely took it. Go search all the girls' room and find out who took that Classe Azul.
Just turning into... what's the name of that bad guy in Les Mis again? Javert. Jizvert.
La 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 la, Javert. And where is that Classe Azul, Javert?
Portia's like, no, like, oh my god, Pepsi with a T. So then Giselle's like, yes, he did say that, da. I mean, he just nodded his head, da, but we can all infer that he said, absolutely, Candace probably stole it, da. So she's basically like, understand that at lunch today, yeah, court is in session, tequila bottle court specifically, yeah.
Yeah. Everyone has to be accountable for their whereabouts that night. Not you. You love Hennessy. And she goes, but what about Whitney? And Portia's like, Whitney? Whitney didn't take a bottle. That's Whitney. Like, Whitney's too dumb to steal a bottle. I like that.
Whitney would like, absolutely Whitney, take the
Whitney's
bottle.
Whitney's an idiot.
Whitney would take it, but because she thought it was like a vacuum cleaner. Oh, no, I spilled something. Let me get this dustbuster with
Whitney
the bell
would
on
be
it.
Trying to climb it, you know?
try
I found a stripper pole. I found a stripper pole in the basement.
Giselle's like, first suspect is Heather, because she says, since the beginning of the trip, I have been feeling that Heather says things out of her mouth that she doesn't necessarily mean. I don't believe you don't know who punched you in the face. That's where you lost me.
But how does that have to do with anybody drinking tequila? Like, why would that mean that she steals her tequila?
Because you know, if
her logic makes no sense.
This fight makes no, this mystery makes no sense. Because again, you sort of said what the answer is, that like someone thought it was like an empty bottle, they just recycled it. But
yeah, it's like coming into your hotel room and being like, there is a bottle of water missing. And they're like, we threw away your trash. Sorry. I was saving that bottle.
A ghost came in here and made my bed too. Who's the suspects who did that? So, yeah, I mean, basically, I think she's saying, like, you know, Heather, you can't really trust what she says. So maybe that extends to her actions. Like, she might be shifty. She might have bad intentions.
So then Leah and Heather are in Leah's room, I think. And Heather's like, yeah, you know, last night, right? I'm just trying to get through that fog of betrayal.
Yeah, and Heather's like, well, you know, did you get into a fight with anyone last night? And Leah's like, yeah. And then we see a flashback of Leah being like,
you are bullying me. All of you are bullying me.
And you know what? Like, here's like the fucked part. Like, we all went around at that elephant sanctuary lunch. You know, remember when we were all defecated on? And we talked about, like, how the social media aspects of the Housewives is very toxic and hard for all of us. Remember that when I, like, cried about that? And this show flashback of Candace being like, I am getting pummeled on the hour on social media after I say horrible things about people.
I know. I can't. Why haven't they showed Candace? I mean, I know that this is Candace's like redemption season where it's like Candace is a hero and everybody has to love everything that Candace does or says. I get it. But why aren't they showing tweets of Candace being like, oh, shut the fuck up, you income roach, to people on Twitter?
Yeah.
Why? I want to see that. Be fair. Be fair.
Right. And then they show the flashback of Leah crying about how people were really coming at her for like, you know, on Roni, how she didn't go to her grandmother's side when she was dying. So Leah says, so she knows like how toxic social media is on the Housewives. And then Portia goes and posts a photo and doesn't tag me or Candace. Like, someone just DM'd me about it. Like, it's ridiculous. Like, oh God, it's gonna be a tagging fight today. Tagging and tequila.
Well, that's a big deal in Housewives world. You know, cropping somebody out or tagging them or doing anything on Instagram.
That is a shot fired. I mean,
you know, a lot of people give Tamara Barney credit for making Housewives fighty and like for bringing all the drama to Housewives. I can see, I will give some of that credit where credit is due. But the housewife who's brought the most to the table, we all know her, Sashal Madia. Horrible effing witch, Sashal Madia. She has been driving these shows for years. Where's her credit?
No.
You know, where is her credit? She deserves it. And here we go today, you know, she's driving it. She's starting shit today.
Yeah. So Leah tells us, Portia not tagging me and Candace, like, it creates drama. And like, I just don't understand her issue with me. It's like not my responsibility to make her like me. And if you don't like me, you don't like me. Like, not my problem. I'm like, well, but then you then are complaining about not being tagged in the photo for the rest of the
episode. Then you need to fight about not being tagged. So don't say that because you're a fucking liar and you do care. And now you're going to be a fucking victim about it all day. Now, that said, you are the victim in this because that was shitty of Portia.
It was a mean girl.
Yeah, that was shitty of Portia, you know?
Yeah, but somehow Portia winds up on top because when she ultimately is called on it later in the episode, she's so unapologetic about it. You kind of have to be like, well, I mean, can't argue with that. But
she knows how to get to children. I feel like Leah and Candace are both kind of on that same level where everything's like, oh my God, you bullied me. Oh my God, this is cyberbullying. Instead of just having a normal conversation. And so Portia's just poking at them because she knows they're little babies and that they're going to throw a fit. And they give her exactly what she wants.
She's like a really good babysitter. Like, she's one that like people hire around the neighborhood because like she keeps the kids in order.
She always has stories like, I was wild when I was your age. And you're like, not you. And then, you know, you see a clip of her getting kicked in the stomach by Cynthia or whatever.
Well, she just wants to shut the kids up so that way she could, like, you know, FaceTime with her boyfriend, you know, who's, like, at the party. So, I mean, creating the narrative. I have a question, though, Ronnie. In all seriousness, I was trying to remember the genesis of Portia and Leah's falling out, was that just because when Leah was at the table saying, like, I'm bored with the story? Is that when Portia was like, oh, this girl sucks? Is that what it was? And then, like, the boat thing happened after that. Bueller is doing lots of funny things behind you. I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. I can't. Oh, Bueller is doing these stretches.
You're such a good boy. Wow. Look at you. Oh, my God. It's cute. You're so handsome.
We're zooming right now, so I can see him. But is that the genesis of their fight, Ronnie? I can't remember for the life of me.
I think so. And then the micro penis thing, because first she started with, oh my God, no one likes to talk about sex on my show, but you guys are like totally cool talking about sex, but I hate micro penises. And then everyone got oddly offended at that term. I mean, mm-hmm. Leah said a lot worse, so I don't understand why they were all so offended by it. But then she just kept on, because it's just that teenager trying to poke. It's Leah, you know? So she's trying to poke the old ladies. And then when they finally started calling her out, then Portia was like, oh, would you rather talk about your micro penis and this and that?
Right. Because then they went on, because the next day they went on that yacht, and that's when sort of it was like full fledged fighting. Okay, I just wanted to have a little refresher because for whatever reason, that didn't stick with me. So the point is, Portia did not tag them. So now Candace walks in, and Leah's saying it was, they're basically like ragging on Portia, like, oh, Portia's the worst. And meanwhile, then we cut over back to Giselle, and Giselle's saying, people have to understand, if we're playing a reasonably shady party, you got to be on your toes.
Things will get shady. And Portia's like, yeah, I was screaming at two people. Now, if you ask me what I was saying, I don't know. But I do know I was feeling passionate. Portia doesn't even care.
Portia's so like we go back to the show. It's like, what happened? I don't know. But something happened.
It was notable. Then we go back to Leah. And she's like, yeah, I mean, she posted a photo of all of us, but then didn't tag us. Right, Candace? And Heather's like, that is pure shade. I love it. Can I get an autograph? Would you autograph that shade for me?
That is like pure alpha mean girl behavior, girls. Oh my God. You are so lucky right now. Oh my God. To be in the presence of the big dogs.
And Candace, what am I on, Beethoven right now? Because there are some big dogs here.
Oh my God. Is that Clifford over there? Talk about a big dog in the house.
So Giselle, So Candace is like, well, just be prepared because she's going to be like, it's my social media. I can post whatever I want. Why do you care what I post? And Leah's like, yeah, like she's going to be like, what do you want, my followers? I mean, what are you trying to like shine on my social media? And Heather's like, yes. I mean, I don't know if she's going to say that, but yes, I do shine on our social media. I got more followers. It's amazing. I woke up. It was like a Christmas present.
So Candace says, Portia is an imposter. She like, you know, she acts like dumb, not aware of the way her behavior and things like that she's saying could be offensive. But then she's always very aware of what she's doing and what she's saying. I'm like, yeah, but you could probably say that about 70% of the Real Housewives at any given moment.
Right. And also, who cares? Would you guys really care if it was Whitney who did that? Probably not, because Whitney has like 5 followers, okay? I mean, in comparison. I know Whitney has some followers and all that, but the Salt Lake City girls are going to naturally have or like Marisol, you know what I mean? I don't think they would care. You care because she has 7 million followers. And I guess...
Yeah, it's the most popular, most famous.
Yeah. And also, I think they make a good point later when Candace compares this to cyberbullying, which is ridiculous, but where she says, yeah, it's basically giving permissions to your fans to come after me for no reason. It's like, oh, come on. Like, stop making it that it's everyone else's fault that people are coming after you. I feel like people come after people on these shows for things that they do. It's not because Portia is dog whistling them to go after Candace, you know? Things that Candace has gotten in trouble for on the show, she earned. And you know what? Be more proud of it.
Yeah.
I say.
Yeah, because it's been, she keeps it spicy. So,
yeah, she's got a good history on Housewives, Candace. You know, she's going to go down as one of the most controversial and ultimately entertaining housewives. She should be more proud of her work and stop trying to blame everybody else for forcing her into it.
Well, but that is her work, Ronnie.
That's true.
Is her work. There it is.
That's true. God bless it. God bless it. It's a full circle. The full circle.
The More You Know star just flashed over our heads. So Giselle, meanwhile, is saying, Candace, you told the whole room to shut the fuck up, bah. And Portia's like, yeah, what was that all about? And Giselle says, I don't know, but now you know why no one likes her, rah. And Portia's like, that's true.
And then back to Candace. Candace is like, to not tag me, you petty, toxic bitch. You wanted beef? You wanted problems? So I'll give you problems. And then we go to Alexia showing off her, you know, fringe outfit.
Alexia, that outfit was like, it sort of was like cowgirl-esque. It was like black, but then had like lots of white fringe hanging from it. It was perfect, actually. It was the perfect Alexia thing to wear to the market.
So they're going to go to the market, and they're all excited, and then they're gathering to leave, and some people are eating breakfast, and Candace is like, there's a bug in here. Get Pepsi. And Heather's like, no, I'll get the bug. I'll get him. So she and Leah are trying to catch the bug, but then the bug goes up Leah's, you know, shirt, runs around, and so she's like pulling off her clothes, like screaming, and Heather tells us, these women are not pioneer stock. I've never had a bug up my skirt, but if I did, I would pick it up, I would look at it, and I would say, how many followers do you have? And if it had less than 2 million, I would just flick it away.
Who's the big dog now? Am I right? So Leah's like, oh my god, I thought it went up my pussy. And Pepsi's like, ladies,
come on, sexy Pepsi is here. Okay, this afternoon we're going to go to the old town. And then if you want to go shop, you can shop your minds off. Come on, ladies, let's go.
So they leave and Mary Soul is, you know, still pushing her cocktails on everyone. She's like, here, Portia, here's a screwdriver for you, Portia. So they get into the vans and Portia tastes a drink and she's like, this is the strongest drink I've ever had. Like, what the fuck is in here? And she tells us, now I know that Mary Soul has had some issues in her body, but I think you would be by drinking that jet fuel, Jesus.
I have to say, potentially controversially, I mean, Marisol's booze bit is like so tired and played out. It's like so affected. But that being said, I'm really enjoying Marisol on this show. I don't know why. I feel like her energy of like not really understanding what's going on, but also being like quietly judgy with Alexia in the corner, I really like it.
They found a nice balance. She's not doing prop work, first of all. She's kind of given that one up. She couldn't afford to fly Steve out, so he's not there giving her lines from on top of a piano at a piano bar to tell her to say that are fun and witty.
Yeah.
And she's not trying to start shit with people. She's actually just kind of enjoying herself.
Yeah, she's saying like shady little comments here and there, like in a way that I'm really enjoying her as like a she's like a palate cleanser. She's like a little bowl of lemon sorbet in the mix of all this.
She's also her and Alexia are also the only couple in this that I'm enjoying as a couple. I'm thinking they are hilarious together. I love that they're talking Spanish to each other about everybody else. I do think that's funny. And I love that they completely don't understand anything except Miami, their city, and their culture. I think normally that would bother me with anybody else, but I think with them, it's just so hilarious. It's like they really are that sheltered. Like it seems like they've never been anywhere or known anybody except Cuban people in Miami.
And Todd. You know what? I find Alexia to be thrilling on this show. I find that she's like, she sort of like is on the side and then she'll like have an opinion and she gets that look. You know, you described it like she gets that attention and then she just waves and is like, you know what? I'm sorry. No, you're wrong in this situation. The way she just will like just barge in and just be like, here is my official opinion. I don't know. I find it.
Yeah, because she knows she is supposed to have an opinion. And so she'll pipe in every once in a while like, well, here's my opinion. And you better like it. It's like, you're not even in this conversation.
I know. She's always like, you were wrong. No, you were wrong. Okay, so anyway.
It's a mini head shake for me. It's that she only moves her head about like maybe half an inch back and forth. Yeah. It cracks me up. It's like a little bobblehead.
Commercials. Here comes one right now.
Yeah.
So, Mary Sol's a drunk. Okay, so Leah Miami and Leah Miami ladies and Candace are in a van, and they're talking about how Leah's going to take them to a Buddhist temple tomorrow. And Mary Sol's like, you hear that, Candace? Stay peaceful. I'm guessing Candace understands the assignment and won't be screaming in the temple, but Candace is crazy.
And Candace is like, well, if I don't have to scream over people, I will be quiet.
Yeah, she's like, if that fat fuck Buddha doesn't mess with me, then I'll be quiet.
Yeah, wait till she reacts when they find out she has to take her shoes off to go into the temple. Excuse me. So then, so the girls, they're basically like asking what the rules are for like going to the temple tomorrow. And Pepsi's like, listen, just kind of be dressed, respectfully. And they're talking about how Leah's been like very cheeky with her outfits. And they do like a side by side of Leah's cheeky outfits. So finally we're in town. So Alexia's like, oh, well, you know, Peter, I just found out what the shade was. And like, I swear to you, after that whole game yesterday, I was like, oh, okay. Now I know what shade is. So this is the Alexia News Network has come in with a bulletin. Yeah. This just
Network. This is what shade is. Okay.
Hello.
Shade
has been discovered.
There's a pileup of shade on the freeway. Don't do it. Let's see. So then later. Leah's like, well, I don't like being shady. I just don't like, no, you just like being flat out mean and yelly and aggressive. That's how you are. At least on your seasons. This season, not so much. I'm not accusing you from this season, but from New York. And Candace is like, oh, I don't mind a little shade. And Leah's like, well, I like shade, but I don't like passive aggressive shade. And Mary Sol goes, oh God, there's another kind of shade. What's passive aggressive shade? I just learned the regular kind of shade.
Yeah, this is a lot of shade, for crying out loud. Is there a Wikipedia page we can go to? So then we see a flashback of Portia naming her team from the event Poor Leah, because it's Portia and Leah together. And Candace like, oh, don't forget the time when Portia was going up to you and saying, are you bored? Are you bored? Are you bored? I'm like, well, yeah, that was
passive aggressive. She said she was bored.
Yeah, it's actually a callback. That's callback shade. I'm sorry. Leah was the one.
That's callback shade, yeah.
Leah was the one who was being passive aggressive with, I'm bored. This is a boring story. That's passive aggressive.
Yes. It's not even shady. But also, someone commented, I really like this comment. And they said, all shade is passive aggressive. That's the point.
And that's, you know, and there's that too.
That's kind of what it is. So now they're like, wait, what's this passive aggressive shade? And then Mary Sol's like, oh, okay. So are you bored? Are you bored? Okay. That's passive aggressive. Okay. Whatever you say. So they get to the market and they have like little fans because it's hot as hell, right?
Yeah.
And so then we meet Pepsi's new assistant, Nam. And she's like, well, hello, ladies. You can call me Nam. Today I'll show you around Phuket, our town, including shopping, more lunch, whatever you want. Do you want an elephant? We've got it. Jewelry, you got it. Shopping, we got. You want a hat? We got a hat right over there. You want some socks? We got socks right over there. Get to it.
And that was the end of Nam. We never saw her again after that moment. Poor Nam. So then Heather's like, I think that shopping is one thing we can all agree on. I mean, these are my favorite subjects. Capitalism and exploiting third world boutiques. I'm like, I think your joke got away from you there. Exploiting third world. Like, let's not like bring like vibes of colonialism into just like buying a sarong.
Yeah, Heather's missing quite a bit.
She's like...
But as someone who's always said that I love child labor, and so does everybody, because we're always on our iPhones, I can't really fault her too much without being a total hypocrite. But yeah, I was like, just enjoy the shops.
I think she's so excited to be on this show that she's just like literally saying nonsense and just like, she's like, I don't know what I'm saying anymore. I'm just saying bad things right now.
I think she doesn't. I think she was so traumatized by her season of Salt Lake City, they just put her right onto a plane. Because you heard her. We asked her about her terrible dress in the diary room, and she said that they just shoved her on a plane and told her put something islandy on, you know? And so I think that she's traumatized and just spouting out crazy things at this point.
She really is. So they're all buying stuff that they can offer to the temple tomorrow. There's a lot of hype around the temple. Like, tomorrow's clearly going to be the episode where they heal and they reconnect with each other. Or they just make fools of themselves in a sacred spiritual place. But they're buying stuff. Marisol keeps on saying, like, I'm going to buy a lot of these things that way people can use them to pray. I'm going to buy a lot of these things. It's like, okay, Marisol, we get it. You're going to be charitable. And it's hot. And
Pepsi shows him all the red envelopes. He's like, look what I've got. And they all start, like, cheering. And Candace is like, oh, I can kind of see sugar daddy vibes on Pepsi. Thank you, daddy. Is that what we're supposed to say? We should ask Portia. She probably knows. Oh, okay. So it's horrible to make fun of you for getting money from your mother. But it's totally fine to make fun of Portia from marrying a rich guy. Okay? How does that work?
Ronnie, I'm going to politely request that you stop cyberbullying Candace at this moment.
How do you make that okay? I figure at least you are born into it. At least Portia's working for it.
Okay? That's true. How
dare you, ma'am. So then they blah 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 blah.
They get roti.
Oh, my actual note. My actual note was, or you could ask your poor man to save some money. You know. So then, basic.
I don't know why that's so funny to me. Like, because, an after the fact burn.
I know, because she's just so mean about Portia dating rich guys. And I'm like, well, I mean, I can get it because your husband can't keep a job at the hotel rooftop bar at the W. But give the woman a break, okay?
She got an L at the W. So that was cold wordplay.
We're idiots. I think that what we just said about Heather is true for us. At this point, I don't even think we know what we're fucking talking about.
Oh my goodness. No, that is... listen to episodes 1 through 2022. How many times have I started a sentence and be like, gotta find a joke out of this because I'm reading a non-joke and making it seem like I've already committed to the setup of this joke. I gotta turn this into a joke. I mean, like, how many nonsense jokes have I ever said on this show? It's like, literally, I am the original Heather. So, but they go, by the way, they go and they get Thai iced tea. And I was like dying. I was like, I have to get a Thai iced tea, which I think I'm going to do after this podcast. I think I'm going to order Thai food today because this food looks so delicious. I love Thai food and I love a Thai iced tea. And this Thai iced tea had a fun little spiral of ice going up and out of it, like a little stairway to Thai iced tea heaven. And it's delicious.
Mm. So then... they're buying basics, like basic supplies in the to put in baskets. And Alexi's like, toilet paper? Who needs toilet paper? And Heather's like, it's for the monks. And also for Portia. I mean, look, it just has everything she needs in here. I can give this basket to Portia.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that was at the, yes. So they're shopping. They're getting their roti. They're getting their Thai iced tea. Whitney winds up getting iced tea on her sunglasses. And she's like, hey, Peps. Can you help me out? It came on my face. I wasn't expecting it. Ha ha. This Thai iced tea just lost its job.
So Leah's like, my vagina's hot. And then we go to Beating Bread Products.
That was the roti.
Beating Bread Products.
They're beating.
Oh,
they're
so we've already done this. Okay.
Yeah, it's all a mix. I mean, it's all a mix of tourism. In old Phuket, but Leah's like, I mean, I don't want to complain too much, but because, oh, I'll be poor Leah, but I am hot and it feels like my insides are burning. It's like, oh, maybe that's because it's 95,000 degrees out. So
yeah, so they go to a dress shop and Candace is trying one on and Marisol's like, that's not cute. It looks like you went in your diaper. And Leah's like, guys, it's hot. It's like literally so hot. I can't like even do anything right now, you guys.
And Alexia's like, oh, well, you know, Pepsi, will you help me negotiate? Because, like, this is dirty. And in America, when it's dirty, they give you a big discount. So come on, Pepsi, do this. He's like, okay.
This isn't a Marshalls. Like, what the hell?
He's trying to haggle. So then Leah's fanning herself. She's like, I can't feel my legs. I'm like the Weeknd, except leg version. I can't feel my legs when I'm in Thailand, but I like it.
So she collapses.
That was a Heather moment right there, everyone. Thank you. Thank you so much. Heather joke.
So Leah collapses, and I just wrote LOL. And then Alexi's like, oh my God, lay her down. Lay her down on the floor like I said to. Lay her down on the floor. And Heather's like, does anyone have any sugar? It's like, no, she doesn't eat sugar. She's like, I meant for me. This is very stressful. Really.
Or some anything. Gum. I loved Alexia saying, lay her down, like I said, because of course, like, first of all, Leah's already down on the floor. And Alexia's like, oh, well, you know, lay her down. Okay, Alexia News Network. This just in. Okay. On the heels of learning what shade is, Leah has collapsed and may be dying in Phuket. Okay, we'll be back with more news. But she's laying down. And so then the medics rush in and they like,
by the way, they're playing clown music for all of
this. The entire time.
Which is hilarious.
Yes. And so the medics come in, they stretch her out. Alexia the entire time is going, lay her down. Oh, look, they're laying her down like I told them to. You did not invent laying down, Alexia. It's like the medics were like, oh, let's stand her up right away. Oh, that's a good idea. Maybe we should lay her down. Thanks, Alexia.
Yeah. So Leah's like, oh my God, watch out because I'm not wearing underwear. So what? Leah, fucking A, man. Okay, first you start your period. You tell everybody you're starting your period for days. Your period's coming. And then you don't have a tampon. That's the first thing. It's like singing, she'll be coming around the mountain. Here she comes. And you don't have anything for your grandma by the time she gets there. You've been singing the song for days, woman. And now you have your diarrhea and your period at the same time, like the soda machine, and you don't have a cup. Come on.
Yeah, I mean, because... you know, when you are mixing and matching those sodas, you got to catch. It's built into the soda machine. There's an area that catches the loose things. Okay, it's like having a soda machine that doesn't have that little grate at the bottom of it.
Yes,
put on like, a little something.
I'm not shaming anybody for having diarrhea or their period. I'm underwear. Like, come on, dude.
It's more
be prepared.
Okay. It's just an easily solvable situation. If there's like uncontrollable liquids that may be exiting, catch them.
Block it. Nobody wants it on the... We've already had... You know, she's spoiled because she's been around Ramona too much. And she's like, so if I shit on the floor, who cares?
Ramona's like, normalized
it. Happens all the time.
Yeah.
Ramona has normalized pooping on the floor.
Yes. Yeah. Wow. What an amazing show that was.
Just not prepared. Just not fucking prepared. I would never go on a road trip with Leah. I'm glad that this isn't girls' trip, ultimate road trip, because that would be terrible.
It would not be good. So Leah's like telling the medics, like, I also had diarrhea today, so I think I'm like dehydrated. And Giselle's like, ugh. Giselle and Portia are like talking, and she's like, ooh. Now she's nasty Leah. She went from poor Leah to nasty Leah. Ugh.
Yeah. And Portia asked the question we're all asking: how do you not wear panties on your period? And Heather is like, oh my God. And Candace is over there tending to her like a wet nurse.
Yeah. And so emphasis on wet. Am I right?
Yeah. So
you exploit a third world boutique right now.
So Leah's like, oh, guys, I've got something to say. I'm okay now. Oh, by the way, before we leave, there are a couple things I wanted to buy. So,
yeah. So, you know, they've called for some air conditioned cars. So that way Candace can sing her song. Girl, you better drive back to Villa I. Air conditioning.
So let's see. Portia, they talk about fainting and I don't know. They're fanning each other and stuff. And Portia says that she's basically playing the victim. That Leah's just playing the victim, right?
Yeah.
And I think she's talking about Leah. I don't know because too much is happening.
No, she's saying like she basically thinks this is all bullshit. Like the camera cuts to Portia a number of times, sort of like rolling her eyes. Like Portia's fanning her, but also rolling the eyes. And she thinks that Leah just wants to like play the victim card. So now it's time. While Leah goes back up to the villa, they're gonna go to lunch. Although half of them want to go to a cannabis store first. So the first group arrives at this like, you know, it's just a restaurant, but you know, it's like open air, outdoor. Yeah. You know, it's like a, you know, I forget how you would describe it, but like nothing fancy at all.
It's like a food courty type of restaurant or whatever.
Marisol's like, do they have cocktails here? They have a bar here. It's like, okay.
Jesus Christ, you've got a fucking handle in your purse. What are you fucking crying about? So then Alexi's like, oh my God, there's birds on the floor. And then they start screaming. Super classy. The show is so fucking embarrassing. I hope the production shows up an hour before and just apologizes to everybody in the native tongue.
This was mortifying.
This is so embarrassing. So they're screaming, and then meanwhile, Candace and Heather are acting like, you know, they're like cool chicks for discovering marijuana, you know?
Yeah.
And so they do that, and then they order shakes over at the lunch place, and Marisol is opening her legs and fanning inside. And then Pepsi's like, "What? Who cares? I'm fast-forwarding because literally nothing is happening. That was a whole page of notes. So Giselle, maybe Candace will calm down. Okay, so Giselle and Portia are now at the table. So Giselle's like, well, maybe Candace will calm down now that she's getting marijuana.
And Marisol's saying, she's like, oh, God, I was so happy last night when Candace fell asleep at the party. I thought, well, thank God, I can finally have a break for a minute. And Giselle's like, she didn't fall asleep. She was pouting. And then we see a flashback that we didn't see before of Candace had basically like crawled into a corner and crossed her arms and then closed her eyes. And was like, wow. So she was.
Yeah, we also didn't see the clip earlier where when they showed the clip earlier of her yelling at everybody to shut the fuck up for 5 minutes. We didn't see that on the show either, did we?
I don't think so. Or maybe
they're editing. I'm telling you, they're giving Candace a really good edit because they're showing us all this behavior later, like in flashbacks. So Marisol's like, well, yeah, the other night was crazy. And Portia says, yeah, you know how kids, when they have a tantrum, you just ignore them? You just ignore them? I just never looked back while she was pouting. And Alexi's like, but today she was calm. You know, that's like passive-aggressive shade, right? So good for her. Like, no. Oh, it is.
So now once the group all reunites, Giselle's like, all right, everyone, guys, I've been a little upset, and I would like to discuss it with the group. Does this look familiar to anybody? Yeah. She shows a picture of the Class Azul, and everyone's like, yeah. And she goes, well, I asked for this, and it was a very difficult thing to find, and it took somebody 3 weeks to find it, and they brought it to me in a box. That's how fancy it was. It was in a box, and I know it went on the boat because I had it on the boat, without the box, but the box was there in spirit,
And then we see a close-up of Alexia because we cut to the scene of her bragging about it on the boat.
Yeah.
And she's like, okay, everybody, this is my tequila. I would like to... And she's like, oh, no, I brought this. And she's like, oh, you did? So now it's like, okay, well, maybe Alexia took it because she thought maybe her bottle came.
Mm-hmm. Right.
The great mystery.
Yes. And so Giselle says, well, I know it came back from the boat on your night. And we see flashbacks of Heather doing shots of it. And then she's like, and then the next morning it was gone. And Heather goes, so are you saying that you think someone stole? I'm talking. It was like Giselle just like cuts off Heather. Like,
yeah, she's like, can I talk? And Heather goes, oh, just engaging in the convo. Jeez, God, I'm so honored. Someone with over a million listeners, just or a million viewers, a million followers. God damn it. I'm just going to shut up. I'm just happy. I'm in a happy place.
I got snapped at by one of the big dogs. I feel so honored right now. Heather's basically like, she tells us like, this is a bottle that you can buy from any store in America. I mean, it's a tchotchke. Like, what's going on with this? And Candace is like, I'm just going to send her $100. This is the Christian woman in me.
Yeah, she's clearly indeed. So Giselle's like, well, Portia's not a suspect. And Portia goes, I didn't do anything. And Heather's like, well, I didn't do it. And Giselle goes, actually, you're suspect number one because I don't believe anything that comes out of your mouth. And Heather's like, there's like a part of me that's like secretly thrilled. Like when the mean girl gives you attention, you don't even care. You just want the attention. Like she told me I was fat and ugly. I win.
Like, who is this Heather? This is like a totally different Heather than the Heather that we like got to know on Salt Lake City.
She's trying out all these different personalities. I feel like she does it on her seasons too. She just keeps trying out all these different ones. I would like to see the one that just says, fuck off. Fuck you for accusing me of stealing. Who the fuck are you with your cheap ass bottle? Get a damn job if you can't afford more than one bottle for an entire week on vacation. Get the fuck out of here with that. And if you want to accuse anybody else, go to HR, bitch. That's the Heather I want to see.
I actually don't love the super fan Heather thing. I think it's like a ploy to be super relatable, which I get. But the thing is, if she were just like a newbie that was plucked from obscurity and put on the show, then it'd be awesome. But like, she's kind of like the star of Salt Lake City. And so it feels weird that she is taking like this super, like, it's not passive, but it's just like, she's just sort of like, is that a non-Big Dog song playing in the background?
I mean, I just wanted to say, I heard Star of Salt Lake City, so I just thought I'd stop by and say, hi, love that, love that. That clase azul, love that, vida tequila, beat that in taste tests. Yeah. Okay, bye, have a good one, have a good week, bye.
Tequila for you. This really is a fight for Lisa Barlow to be in. So Marisol's suspect number three, she's like, why? Because I like to drink? Because I like free shit? I'm like, that's literally two perfect motivations.
Those are motives. Like, stop putting your motives on the table, you know? And Giselle's like, well, we were in the car and you said that the bottles are cute and you have a lot of the little bottles. So maybe you stole my big bottle to fill up your little bottle.
Yeah, because she literally says last night, Marisol's like, well, God, you know, the mini bottles, if you only have the mini bottles, you never go back to the big bottles. That's what I always said about Steve. And they're so cute. I mean, I like to refill them and put them in ice and buckets. You know what I love to do? I like to get a big bottle of Clase Azul and then pour it into the small bottles. And then when you run out of the big bottle, you get a new big bottle, you know?
And so Giselle goes, well, I was in my shower thinking she might have taken the big one. And Portia goes, you couldn't even wash your ass for thinking about this?
So Candace enters a new theory, which is, Giselle, you stole the bottle and you're trying to make it a thing. And Giselle's like, well, you're suspect number two, because I know you love the bottle. And she's like, oh, really? Wow, well, she tried to get me to steal the bottle try to send me to Mexican jail. And we saw 2 months ago, I had forgotten about this moment on the show where Candace had kind of like wandered off with the bottle of Clase Azul at that restaurant in Mexico.
But now they're showing it that Giselle's like, take it, take the bottle. That's ours. We paid for that. You can take it. And so now Candace is like, well, we did a tequila tasting in Mexico and I thought we had purchased the tequila and I thought we could take it on the boat. And Giselle was a liar and she said, you could take it. And, you know, what are you trying to do? Get me thrown in jail? And then Giselle goes, oh, really? Then why did you take the one in Mexico? Giselle, this is so Giselle to make somebody do something and then accuse them later.
Yeah. Again, it's like, because your ass told me to. So Marisol's like, okay, come on, everyone's looking at you. You can go to Thailand jail. You're worried about Mexican jail. You can go to Thailand jail.
Because now, of course, Candace is yelling. She always takes it to that step, right? She's like, you wanted me to go to Mexican jail. You wanted me to go to Mexican jail. She's just yelling. And then Giselle's like, we are friends and we are all getting to know each other. And I would think if you took it or you took it or you took it or you took it, you can admit it now. And I'm thinking, surely she's kidding. Like, surely there's got to be an element of humor to this. But then she goes, give me my bottle. Give me my bottle. Give me my bottle. Give me my bottle. Damn, Giselle. Who cares?
Like, I know. She is really going like crazy about this. Like, in a way,
like, tacky at this point. I'm embarrassed for her at this point. She looks so fucking tacky.
Well, and she doesn't normally actually do this. So that's why I really believe that she has like a bit lined up and she's all excited and she planned it for a while and now it's falling apart because there's no bottle. Because this is actually a little bit out of character or like public character for her. So Giselle now wants to search all their rooms. And Marisol and Heather are like Marisol's like, fine, you can look in my room. And Heather's like, oh my God, having an alpha want to actually come into my room, even though she wants to search my room, it still sort of counts as her being like hanging out. It sort of means that like she wants to spend time with me. So like, wow, it's the big dogs. I'm in
the Giselle wants to touch my things. So then Candace is like, you think my black ass stole a porcelain bottle from you? You have nothing to offer. But necks and stovepipe legs, we don't want those things.
So Marisol's like, well, you know, we're not at the house now. Have them search the house. I don't care. Have the staff do it. Meanwhile, we get a Lee update from Candace, which is that she's back at the house and resting, which then gives
literally
Candace,
no one cares.
No one cares, but it gives Candace the opportunity to then say, by the way, Portia, Leah shared that she saw online that you you posted a picture of us and you tagged, and Portia goes,
yeah, everyone but you and Leah.
She's like, I know where this is going.
But Candace doesn't know that she's just been cut off, so she just keeps going. She's like, and her, and her, and you tagged her, and you tagged
yeah,
her.
Yeah, 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 and not you. Come on, keep it going. Yeah.
And her, and Pepsi.
And not you, and not you.
And the elephant.
Uh-huh, and not you and Leah, right, right.
And you had tagged everyone besides me and Leah. She's like, yeah, I've been saying that for 5 minutes, okay?
I know.
So Candace was like, so I'll allow you to explain. Was that an oversight?
She goes, no, no.
It's like, I'll allow you to explain. Does she look? Why are you barking up this tree when obviously she's doing this to piss you off at this point?
You know?
I mean, just proved it.
Falling for the trap. So Portia goes, I mean, hell no, it wasn't an oversight. Like, why would Leah want to be tagged on my page? And so Candace is like, well, why wouldn't she? Do you have a beef? She was like, no, I just don't like the girl. I mean, I just don't like her. She's just not my vibe. Candace is like, oh, well, Leah wasn't the only one that wasn't tagged. I'm also asking for myself, and I'm asking because, you know, by doing stuff like that on social media, the way that it's going to be look at, people are going to see it. And she goes,
I don't care.
She goes, yeah, but it's going to look a certain way, and it's going to cause a stir, and that is a form of cyberbullying. And literally everyone at the table groaned.
Even the locals were like,
Oh God.
Portia is really displaying, she has BFE. It's like big dick energy, but it's big following energy. Like, she's like, when you have 7 million followers, you just don't care.
I don't care.
And it's funny because Portia does say exactly what Candace said that she was going to say. Almost verbatim. The response is almost verbatim. And it's funny because it still sounds more reasonable. I like the answer. Now, granted, I like Portia, and I don't really like Lee and Candace all that much. Candace I like a lot more now than I used to. I can see the entertainment value in Candace a lot more. But I'm not like a fan of theirs, you know? And I'm a fan of Portia. So, of course, I'm going to choose Portia's side naturally. But Candace just looks so petty and insecure to me right now with this.
Right.
Bullying, well, cyberbullying, give me a fucking break. Also, you are the biggest cyberbully on the internet. You have been called out multiple times for how you are on the internet.
Also,
so
it's,
please.
It's such an abuse of the term cyberbullying. I mean, I guess you could theoretically make a case that tagging everyone in a picture except for you is theoretically a form of cyberbullying, but not really truly cyberbullying the way we really know it to be. And the truth is, cyberbullying is so much worse than what Candace is saying, and it's so much more vicious. People literally die because of it. And for Candace to be like, oh, you didn't tag me in the cast photo, and to be like, that's cyberbullying, bring herself up to that level is actually it's so disgusting.
So
but
silly.
At the same time, it's also so perfect for this show.
Yeah, I mean, to me, it's just so silly. You know, give me a fucking break. Also, yeah, it's going to send a message that Portia doesn't like you and that she doesn't like Leah. And guess what? Portia doesn't like you and she doesn't like Leah.
Yeah.
So is it bullying that now the show is airing? Is it television bullying that now everybody knows that she doesn't like you? Because it was going to air anyway and everyone's going to see she doesn't like you. Okay.
And by the way,
you don't like her either.
And by the way, by her not doing that, it stoked a whole lot more interest in this show than there might have been otherwise. So,
yeah.
And in some ways, she was being clever. So, Alexia, meanwhile, now it's time for Alexia to pass judgment. Oh, you know, Candace is very immature. No, not everyone has to like you, but it doesn't mean they're bullying you, okay? You know?
And
you know what
Giselle
does?
Just thinks... Go ahead.
You know what? No, I'm not even going to answer my own question because I realized I was going to go down a Heather Gay path of saying...
I'll tell you what a bully does. A bully takes an Amex and throws it at a lawyer's face. That's what a bully does.
Thank you. Thank you. That is what a bully does. Thank you. Thank you.
So Heather's like, listen, at this point, I'm just so excited to be tagged. I'm going to hide in the bushes like Homer Simpson, just walking backwards.
I don't know what I would have been more excited about, being tagged or not being tagged. Do I want to be bullied? Do I not want to be bullied? Oh my God, what a week with the alphas.
So Giselle's like, did you hurt anybody? Did you attack anybody? And Portia's like, I did not. I attacked a person I've known for 5 days, so I'm not too sure where our future is, and I didn't tag you. You're reaching. Are you hurt? 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 And Candace is like, are you taunting me? Are you bullying me? Am I supposed to cry now, bully?
And then the Portia takes out like a napkin. She goes,
can you like fold this into a triangle so she can cry into it? Can we do that?
And Marisol tells us, I have to say my conversations with Candace have been great, but in a group, she goes cuckoo. Like, who are you?
Well, Candace is like, I want to make it known in the group that you're passive aggressive and you're petty. I'm like, you literally just said Giselle has stovepipe legs and only offers like long necks, but that's fine.
Yes. I know. It's like, it's okay to say shit like that if you say it, but it's bad if you hint at it. You know, it's good to be passive aggressive bad, aggressive good, you know. So Alexi is like, oh, well, you know, Candace, you know, yesterday you told everybody to fuck up, you know, you told us to shut the fuck up. And she goes, Alexia, you never let anyone speak.
Oh, all you do is scream and talk. That's all you do. Candace, you told us to shut the fuck up. Like, we don't talk like that. You know what we say? You need to lie down. She needs to lie down. You need to lie down. Just like I said, lie down. That's how we talk.
We don't talk to people like that. You say lie down like I told you to. And so Portia's like, I was going to pull you to the side today because I want to know why every time I say something to you, why you go from 0 to 1,000. And Candace goes, when did I do that, bully? And she's like, you always have to scream. And she goes, when have I screamed? And then we see a clip of Candace's greatest hits from the past 3 days or however long it's been.
2 days earlier, screaming. One day earlier, screaming. Last night, screaming. Trying to ask why she's being accused of screaming. Right now, screaming. So Portia's like, why do you get triggered by like when I talk to you? And Candace goes, I talk loud. I'm a loud talker. I'm a performer.
So, I'm a person of the theater.
So Portia's like,
I'm not used to someone who cannot have a conversation, like a normal conversation.
And Candace says, well, after yesterday, you know, I was good. But then woke up today. And Leah showed me the photo, and Portia's like, oh, come on, that's petty, girl. Which is funny because Portia doing that is petty. But she's managed to make Candace look even pettier for caring so much about it.
Well, they're all petty. It's just ridiculous. I think the one who gets the most offended loses, you know?
Yeah.
The one who takes it most personally and can't have a laugh loses.
Absolutely.
Which is why Candace loses so much, you know? So yeah. Portia's like, well, I can't handle this shit. And now they're like just all at one time. And Portia goes, oh, okay, but she wants the followers, so I get that, which is hilarious because that was exactly what Candace said she was going to say. And Candace is like, I knew you were going to say that. You are so predictable, Portia. Yeah, but it's also true.
Portia does, if it's predictable, why did you fall into all the traps? So Portia starts calling Candace PJ because PJ is her daughter. And she's like, PJ's in Thailand. She goes, you need a Pedialyte like PJ. PJ's in Thailand. Does anyone have any Pedialyte for PJ? And she's like screaming into the restaurant. And everyone's like, it's like one of those things like, oh my God, Americans abroad doing a reality show. What a nightmare.
I know. They're all horrified. And I think there are like some Americans or Europeans or something like sitting behind them. Yeah, in the background, just cracking up. They're like, this is crazy. So Pepsi's like, ladies, I'm back, okay? I'm back. So I've prepared something for you. So go to the tuk-tuk. Go to the tuk-tuk. Let's go. Let's go. Because they're making such asses out of themselves.
Yeah. So it's
like, he's hired some tuk-tuks, but they only drive them back to the vans.
They like do like a, they do like a ride around the block. They make it look like this big epic journey, and then it's like 2 minutes later they're parked. So then they're in the car, then they're in the vans, they're heading back, and Pepsi's showing Heather and Whitney and Candace a picture of his son. He's like, oh yes, I have one kid but four wives. Ha ha, that's my style.
Okay, a couple things. Well, one, Giselle's like, a tuk-tuk, that looks real shady and bootleg. I'm like, come on, man. You're in another country. Could you just not be American for 1 second?
I know.
You know? Like, just for a minute. And then, I said this the other day and someone argued with me, so I want to ask you. Well, not argued with me, but corrected me. I want to ask you. So, someone, like, says something flirty to Candace and Heather while they're in their tuk-tuk. And Candace is like, oh, yeah, Heather, get it. And Heather goes, oh, he thinks I'm Nicole Brown Simpson. Did you write that down?
I remember that she said that. I think she actually said Lisa Nicole Brown Simpson, which is kind of hilarious that she added a Lisa to it. But I didn't write it down because I just was like, whatever.
Because then someone else said, no, maybe she said Nicole Simpson. I guess that's somebody else. I'm sure there's plenty of Nicole Simpson.
I think that, no. I think they were talking about clarity. I think that what Heather wrote was saying, if I remember correctly, I think they were talking about, like, who does she get mistaken for, maybe. And then she said, I get Nicole Brown Simpson.
Oh, okay.
Something like that. I don't know.
So then Alexia is, wait, are we home?
No, we're still in the van. So importantly, we're actually in the vans right now. And Heather is in her seat, and she's saying that she doesn't care if Giselle looks in her room. She goes, you know what? You're picking me for a reason, and Alpha, bring it. Bring it, Alpha. Big dogs, welcome, because I do not need to fight with your bullshit games. I'll be quiet. I'll be small, and I'll still get you. And then Whitney's like, you always wait for the vans to say all the good stuff. This is the exact behavior that I have a problem with. Which I think is, like, that's so funny that, like, Whitney is mad that Heather is not saying obnoxious things to people. You know, like, she's like, damn, why are you waiting to say the stuff behind their backs? Which I feel like, I think Heather's, like, entitled to do that. Like, I feel like Heather's allowed to be, like, pleasant and polite. And then, like, afterwards be like, damn, like fuck her, you know?
Well, I mean, I do that. I mean, yeah, I feel like that's like a human thing that we do, right? But I think it is very Heather to be like totally passive at the table and act like she's so impressed with everybody. And then the second they're gone, to be like, oh my God, fuck her. You want to come for me? Then come for me. And I think Whitney's almost coming from an audience place of that's actually being a housewife. What you're doing right now, if you had really said all the stuff that you're saying right now in the car, that is being a notable housewife. Not all this fake shit that you're doing behind the scenes. And I think she's saying it's like making me crazy that your real self is actually somewhat entertaining, but you still feel the need after all this time to put your fake self out there to get friends.
I get that. That's a good point. I guess, you know what it is? I think the thing that like rubbed me the wrong way is that when Whitney is so clunky about her confrontations, she's so clunky and she does it at the worst times. So to have Whitney being like, she needs to do it like that too. It's like, why would Heather ever follow in your footsteps on how to confront people when you do it in like just the worst possible way? But I think that your point stands.
Well, yeah, Whitney does just come up with some lies to throw at people. You know? But she's always like, been like that.
But she brings things up in such a strange way, like, hey, now that we're all here having lunch, that reminds me of something. I hate platypuses, and Heather says she likes them. Well, guys.
Whitney's always been the worst producer plant ever. Like, she's the most obvious producer plant. Do you remember that? I will never forget that Topgolf party where they triggered Jen Shah. And you could just see, that was where we got our whole Whitney character, where she goes, can I start over? Because the producers made her go up and say, Jen, and here's what I was thinking about this. And then Jen just goes off and gets really pissed. And Whitney's trying to explain why she's mad in that scene. And she's like, well, first, at that bathtub scene, you said this, and then... can we start over? Didn't she literally say, like, she literally said something like, can we start over or let me start over? Or yeah,
it was something like that. But it was just one of those things where they had put her on rails and her caboose had derailed.
Oh my God, fucking Whitney. So clunky. I love it.
So then Heather's still sitting in the backseat being like, I almost took my soup bowl and Teresa Giudice Giselle today. Yeah. And Whitney's like, just say this. Fight with people. Do it. Make enemies. And Heather's like, no, I never will, because that's not the woman I want to be. But if you're saying it, that is the woman you are. Come on. We had a 5-hour long lunch. If you fill it, say it. Say the things you fill.
Pepsi's just pretending to be asleep in the back. So Portia's like, Candace wants something with me. I don't know what the fuck she wants. And Giselle's like, she wants a moment. The thirst is real. And Portia's like, I thought she was a regular person, but she's an actress. She's just an actress. So then Pepsi, back in the other van, Pepsi's like, it's just like, sometimes I see you fight and yell, and then in 5 minutes you say, give me a hug. I just don't know what to do in this situation. You're all crazy. What the hell's wrong with all of you? I can't tell what kind of mood I'm getting. Like, Pepsi's starting to spin the fuck out at this point.
He is. So they arrive back at the villa, and Whitney runs out of the van because she has a bathroom emergency. And so she runs into the villa. She goes right by the staff. And now that has made Giselle suspicious, because it's like Marisol says, well, what if she was running into the house to move the bottle? What if that? I mean, she was giggling when Heather was being reprimanded before.
Oh, God. Oh, and she's like, yeah, and that was really mean, actually, when she was giggling when Heather got reprimanded. If someone's yelling at you, Alexia, I wouldn't laugh at you. I mean, look how she laughs. She loves that. And then they get back, and tonight is Marisol's night, which is, of course, a cocky-making party. And so it's just about getting wasted. So they have to meet in a little while. So they get back and attack the snack table. So there's like a lot of food put out for them. And Candace goes to Leah's room and she's like, well, I almost want to say you're lucky that you got sick because you got a break from all this craziness.
And Leah's like, I thought I was going to die on the floor of Old Town Phuket with tie-dye outfits all around me, which is actually an improvement because there's so many times I thought I was going to die on the floor with Ramona's poop around me. So it was a step up in my life.
And Candace tells her she brought up the Instagram thing, and she'll tell her in a second, but she has to go to the bathroom. And Lee goes, oh, sorry, there's probably a tampon in there. I didn't flush. What the fuck?
So
why? You're just trying to make old people uncomfortable, and I'm an old person. It's working. I'm like, gross. Why everything? I feel like I just want to smack her wrist at the dinner table. Like, not during dinner, young lady.
Now, I thought you're not supposed to flush tampons. I mean, this is where, like, I'm just like, I'm a man. I don't understand lady parts. But I thought you're not supposed to flush tampons. I thought they clog up the toilet.
I don't know. Actually,
what
I do know.
What is a tampon anyway? Is that
actually, I do know they do clog the toilet. But I guess it depends on if you have, like, like my whole life is women and I have toilets. So yes, I do know that they can clog up a toilet, but I don't know what the situation. Maybe they have like crazy, like garbage disposal type toilets in Thailand. I don't know.
I just didn't even know they could fit in a toilet. Cause as we all know, a tampon is a freeway, right? Is that what a tampon is? I don't know. These things.
No, it's a city in Florida, Ben.
Oh, thank God. Thank you for reminding me. I'm a boy. So Giselle, meanwhile, she has now found this producer. His name is West, and she's basically
fucking hot. West, I know, love West you, hot. West. Come West. On, West. Could you be more specific? What direction do I need to go in, West?
West. That's a so Giselle's like, Westar, you need to search the rooms. You need to find this bottle. The fact that she's actually yelling at production to do this means that there's something going on. She's not just doing a story. She's like yelling at production right now. So yeah. Giselle's like, she's like, well, Pepsi, why don't you go look through Candace's stuff? Pepsi's like, So then, meanwhile,
She's telling Wes he has to do it. And he's like, no, have Pepsi do it. He's like, actually works here. And she's like, no, because Pepsi won't go through her luggage, Willie. I need someone who's invested like you, Wes. So she's really off her fucking rocker, and she's showing her ass. I think she's thinking that they're going to cut all this, but she really looks like a fucking asshole.
Yeah, so Candace is telling Leah that she's like, Portia seems to have a bigger problem with Leah now. And Candace says, she may have even said, fuck her. I mean, I don't remember, but she may have said, I hope she dies here in Phuket. Or she may have said something like, I never liked her clothing anyway. And she never should have been on Bravo in the first place. And it's quite frankly, a surprise that the people of Phuket have not risen up to banish her from this peninsula. I don't know, something like that.
And Leah's like, well, no one likes to not be liked, but I'm not going to lose sleep about it. I mean, I've known Portia 4 days. Like, what do I care? I'm like, what do you care? Because obviously you do. So then we go to Giselle, and Giselle's like, oh, well, Candace gave you permission to go to her room, just not me, which no, she didn't. And Giselle also was texting production during the lunch that they had, saying Candace gave you permission to go through her room. Go through her room.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So Whitney tells us, it's starting to feel like it's not about finding the bottle. It's about proving Candace wrong.
So, yeah, Whitney. Good job. So Giselle goes into Leah's room, and Leah's like, Giselle, why does Portia hate me? You must know. She goes, oh, she doesn't hate you. She goes, she just said she hated me, right, Candace? Candace said she hated me. Candace goes, no, I didn't say she hated you. I said she said there's a clear issue. And Leah's like, oh, but you said she doesn't like me and fuck me? Isn't that what she said? And Giselle's like, she didn't say fuck her. Candace, you're adding a whole lot to this, Candace. This is typical. She's just making stuff up and stirring the pot and stealing things. Typical Candace.
So Giselle, so then Candace's like, well, I'm sure you came in, or Leah, I think it was Leah who said, well, I'm sure you came in here to check in on me. And Giselle's like, yes, yes, yes. A, how are you? B, anyway, she's like, I haven't even answered yet. Anyway, I'm looking for this bottle, and I want to go to Candace's room to take Candace off the suspect list. And Candace is like, you are not searching my room.
And she tells us, sweetheart, are Jamal Bryant's alimony checks not clearing? Why are you so pressed about this one bottle? I don't know if it's proof she needs a man, a hobby, but this is indicative of someone who's crying out for help.
Well, here's the thing, Leah. I got this bottle of tequila, and it's the only bottle of Class Azul in Thailand, and it disappeared. Did you know it arrived in a box? Because it was mailed to Thailand ahead of us in a box. Have you ever heard of such a thing? A package arriving in a box.
So now this kind of takes a little twist because we see Pepsi go to production and Pepsi looks nervous and like he's about to cry. And he's like, is Giselle still looking for the bottle production? And the producer goes, not good. And he's like, oh! So then back to Giselle. Giselle's like, okay, you're off the list, Leah. Because you did say you have alcohol in your house, so you could have wanted to take it with you, but you left early and said goodnight, so you're off the list. It's like, oh, wow. You know, how are people not freaking out that she's accusing them?
It's just so ridiculous. Yeah, I think they just are like, this is so stupid. So Giselle's like, okay, so who can go with you now to look, Candace? And Candace goes, I can look on my own. She goes, no, somebody needs to go with Candace. And Candace is like, I am not a criminal. I am a massively talented singer, songwriter, actress, / business person, okay? And my man has access to every alcohol vendor on this side of the Mississippi and the other side. And if I wanted 30 bottles of Class Azul, I could have had them.
So Giselle keeps screaming that somebody needs to go with Candace to look for that bottle. And then now she's with JP with the producer. So then Pepsi is now sitting behind the bar on the floor, really upset. He looks really upset. And Candace is going, she's accused me of larceny. Do you know me to be a thief, anybody? And Giselle's like, I'm trying to respect the fact that you don't want me there by letting someone else search it. And Pepsi's like, you know, you know what's going on. She'll come to me and say, Pepsi, where's my bottle? I never say no, because right now I don't see any solution. I don't like them. To have rude conversations, he adds that one in the end. But yeah. I think he's like, get these people the fuck away from me. Like, now I'm a monster. Like, what's happening? Did I steal it? Am I going to jail?
And Candace is like, why is me telling you I don't have the bottle not enough? I am not a thief. Prove it. I don't need to prove it. Yes, you do. Everyone else has proven it. Literally no one has proven anything, for the record. No one has proven it.
But this is the best part, because she goes, you took it, suspect number one. Bye, suspect. Bye, suspect.
Candace goes, green hoe with your green ass, because Giselle's wearing lime green. And Giselle goes, I love criminal. When
Candace goes so deep. Candace goes deep for those burns. Yes. Green. You wearing green, person. Person in green.
And Candace like storms off. And then she's like, you're acting like a Karen. So I'm actually on Candace's side with this one. This is a ridiculous.
Of course. Yes. Like, how can you not be?
Like, it's like Giselle, like, calm the fuck down. Like,
Giselle's insane, and I think at this point she has hidden the bottle on purpose in Candace's room and is trying to frame Candace, but she can't do it because no one will go find the bottle for her.
Yeah, I think that's
also people online are saying that they've seen this bottle. They saw the bottle in a shot on the shelf while everybody's going crazy looking for it. But I don't know. I've seen that in a lot of comments, but I didn't see that myself. And I kind of rewound it. It's hard to go through Peacock frame by frame, but I didn't see it on the shelf. But
I'm sure
wanted to acknowledge that's a rumor.
I'm sure it will be resolved in some manner next week on girls trip, the tale of the bottle. So anyway,
God, the tale of bottles, periods, and diarrheas mixed together.
Yeah, well, that's most vacations. So everyone, thanks so much for being here. It was a wonderful, wonderful time. And we will catch you on the next episode. Bye, everyone.
Bye.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
Ashley Savoni, she don't take no baloney.
She's not just a Sheila, she's a Daniela.
Itchels.
Dana C. Dana Do.
Aaron McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas.
Hava Nagila Weber.
Jamie, she has no last namey.
Sipped some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
Kristen the Piston Anderson.
She's always supplying, it's Kelly Ryan.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the Berg.
You're never alone with Lacey Monteleone.
Let's give a kisserino to Lisa Lino.
There ain't no problem that Sarah Salvia can't solve ya. The Bay Area Betches. Betches.
And our super premium sponsors, the incredible edible Matthews sisters.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
She's not harsh, she's Jill Hirsch.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva. Erica 500 Days of Summers.
She's the queen bee, it's Sarah Lemke.
Undo your fasteners, it's Aaron Kastner.
We love him madly, it's Kyle Pod Chadley.
Don't get salty with Christine Pepper. Let's go on a bender with Lauren Fender.
My favorite Murdo, Karen McMurdo.
Nobody holds a candle to Jamie Kendall.
Give him hell, Miss Noel.
Can't have a meal without the Emily Sides.
Let's get real with Caitlin O'Neill.
We want to hang with Liz Lang. Can't have a meal without the Emily Sides.
Shannon, out of a cannon, Anthony. Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Couture. We love you guys.
Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Watch What Crappens ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts. Before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.